mom asked, tell her I'm meeting the guys to play basketball.
Tell her yourself. I'm not your secretary. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Steve.
You ready to dribble the old round ball? Shoot some hoops? Bang the boards?
Urkel, why do you put yourself through this? Nobody ever picks you for their team.
Well, I was close last time. I would have gotten in if Sheila Schwartz hadn't shown up.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing how well she played in those high heels. Nice socks. See ya.
So, Laura, wanna play some one-on-one?
No, I don't. And why don't you stick to chess?
Yeah, it's more your game.
No, I've been practicing. Watch this. Did I do that?
No. It's a prize that came with the cereal.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. A loving tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Happened to work today. One of the guys in produce got fired.
Why is that great?
Oh, well, it's not great that he got fired, but it's great that there's an opening in produce.
So, what's your point?
All the biggies started in produce. Louie and Fish, Chuck and Meats, Stella and Cheese.
Go for it, Eddie. Reach for the stars.
Yeah.
Hello? Darnell! Of course I know who you are. Carl has told me all about you. You're kidding. When? Carl is going to be so excited. I'm looking forward to meeting you, too. And bye, Darnell. That was one of Carl's closest friends from high school.
Was that Darnell Coleman or Darnell Watkins or Darnell Clark?
Darnell Clark.
Uh-huh.
Were all Dad's friends named Darnell?
Yes. Those were very confusing times.
Carl's been telling me for years what a hot singing group they were. Hey, Dad.
Hey, baby.
Something smells good.
Dad, I didn't know you were in a singing group.
Well, yeah, in high school.
Did you ever do a video?
Why are they asking about all of this?
Carl, Darnell Clark called from Springfield today.
You're kidding. Why, I haven't seen him in 20 years. What's he up to?
Well, one thing he's up to is organizing your 20th high school reunion. It's next month.
Oh? I can't make it.
Carl, we're talking about your 20th reunion. All the Darnells are gonna be there. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, if you like that sort of thing.
I'm a dad. Once you're out of high school, why would you want to go back?
You know, I don't get to say this much, but Eddie's right.
I don't get this. We're talking about the Darnells. They were your best friends.
I know, Harriet, but reunions are overrated.
I went to my 50th reunion and spent the whole night dancing with Walter Simons.
Sounds like you two hit it off.
We had to. We were the only ones there.
Carl, don't you want to see the Darnells? You were so close.
Harriet, things change. People change.
Well, that's part of the fun, to see how they've changed.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means people change.
Well, why don't you just come right out and say it, Harriet?
Say what?
That I'm fat. Okay, I said it. And I'm too fat to go to my reunion.
Oh, so that's it. You don't want to go because you've put on a few pounds.
But, Harriet, the Darnells were track stars. They could eat anything they want and not gain an ounce. We're talking metabolism here, Harriet. They have it, I don't.
If you're that concerned about your weight, why don't you go on a diet? You have a month.
Harriet, I have tried every diet under the sun, and I've never lost any weight. I fasted for a week and went up a size.
Hi.
Hi.
What a workout tonight. I feel great.
If you want something to eat, there's some leftovers in the fridge.
Oh, no thanks. I'm too pumped to eat. I'll just have a glass of water with a twist of lemon. On second thought, forget the lemon. I'm watching my weight.
What?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Not if you think about getting Rachel involved in this.
But Carl, she can help you.
Harriet, it is just too embarrassing. I don't want anyone to know why I'm not going to my reunion. Especially not Miss Too Pumped to Eat.
So, what did you guys do tonight?
We talked about how fat Carl is.
Thank you, Harriet.
Carl, I wish you'd stop acting like a baby, lose some weight, and go to your class reunion.
Oh, I get it. You put on a few pounds, and now you're embarrassed.
Who, me? Embarrassed? I am not embarrassed. I'm just not going.
Let me ask you something, Carl. If you could lose a few pounds, would you go to your reunion?
Maybe.
Then it's no problem. I'll put you on my special program of diet and exercise. I guarantee you'll lose weight.
Really?
Yes. As long as you're committed to it. What do you say?
Come on, Carl. Do it.
Oh, all right. I'll go on a diet.
Here you go.
Here's the butter. Give me the cheese.
Harriet, this diet is torture. I'm dizzy, my vision is blurred, and I'm short of breath.
Carl, grow up. It's only been 12 hours.
Could you pass the lasagna?
Do you think you could sneak this past the jaws of life?
Dad!
Let me just breathe in the tomato sauce. Let me get a little whip. Okay.
All right, Carl, here's your dinner. Now, you thought that lasagna looked good, but feast your eyes on this.
That's it? Three stalks of asparagus and some steamed broccoli? Rachel, I've had more food than this stuck between my teeth. My own family doesn't trust me. Dear Carl, have a glass of water and go to bed. Get out of here. My candy stash. Dear Carl, nice try, now go to bed. Food. I need food. Salt, pepper, toothpicks, baby food, cooking oil, cornstarch, baby food. Strange spaghetti and meatball.
Yeah. food. That's pathetic.
Hand it over.
This week only, two pizzas for the price of one. Your choice. Any of our delicious...
They're talking to you, smorgasbord. All you can eat.
And now stay tuned for our feature presentation, My Dinner with Andre.
Gosh, Dad, I didn't mean to leave these here.
Leave what?
I'm proud of you, Dad.
Okay, 15 minutes. You're finished.
Hallelujah!
Oh, Carl, I am so proud of you. I mean, you stuck to the Rachel method for a whole week. And now it's time to kick it into high gear. Yes.
Drop and give me 50.
What's the verdict? Did you skyrocket produce?
I'm not gonna tell you. I'm gonna show you. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Hey, Dad, I got the job.
Oh, I can see. Congratulations, son. So how are your tomatoes?
Why does everybody keep asking me that?
We'll explain it to you after your father's weigh-in.
Come on, Carl. Let's see how much weight you've lost.
Are you sure that thing works right?
I can check it for you. I know exactly how much I weigh. They weighed me at my last physical.
When was that?
1947. Yep, right on the button. Your turn.
Oh, this is dumb. I haven't lost any weight. I just know it.
Oh, come on, Carl. How's this? We'll all turn our heads. Nobody will look. This will be your own private moment.
Oh, that sounds okay.
It worked! I lost 11 pounds!
Way to go, son!
Now, Carl, does this mean we can go to the reunion?
You bet.
Good. I'll call Darnell and tell him you're going to be singing with him.
Singing? What are you talking about?
Darnell called this morning and all of you are going to be singing at the reunion.
On stage? In front of everybody?
What's wrong with that?
Well, it was one thing when I was just going to mingle. But now I'm going to be in the spotlight. Forget that. I'm not going to the reunion.
You eat that and you kiss your diet goodbye.
Goodbye. Harry, would you hand me the hot fudge on the stove over there, please? You know, honey, there is just too much emphasis in our culture these days on being thin. I mean, everywhere you look, in TV, movies, magazines. I mean, I've never been what you could call thin. I mean, as a baby, I was chubby. As a kid, I was husky. And now as an adult, I'm big boned. As long as I can remember, I've always been happy.
Carl, if you're happy, then why are you worried about what the people at the reunion are gonna think?
Well, it's not everybody that I'm worried about. It's just the Darnells.
Carl, the Darnells are your friends. All they're gonna care about is who you are and how you're doing. Not if you've picked up a few extra pounds.
You really think so?
If they're your friends, I know so.
Okay, I'll pass on the Sunday. Besides, I want to be sure I can fit into my suit for the reunion.
Good for you, Carl.
And anyway, you're the only sugar I need.
Ew!
Hey, Hey.
Wait a minute. You're Winslow.
Miss Gilbert.
You know, you never handed in that book report on Silas Marner.
Oh, my dog ate it.
Save him, Winslow.
Thank you. I've only been here 5 minutes, and already I've got homework.
Carol Winslow, right?
Right. And you're?
Russell. Russell Wilcox.
You sat behind me in homeroom.
Right.
Quiet.
Good.
This is my wife, Harriet.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, and this is my little woman. Remember?
Don't little woman me, Russell.
Oh, quit blowing one note, Irene. You're just like your mother.
Oh, yeah? Well, how's this? I want a divorce. I'll be in the car.
Good. I'll be at the bar. Nice seeing you again, Carol. Nice meeting you, Harry.
Who is that fun couple?
Russell and Irene. They were voted the class Romeo and Juliet. I don't believe it. Oh, God, it's good to see you. Oh, and you must be Harriet. You are gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Carl, what has it been? 20 years? Oh, at least. Who are you? Who am I? Darnell! Harriet is Darnell!
Ah! Oh, man, look at you!
Oh, Carl, you look great.
So do you.
Oh, well, thank you, but I have put on a few pounds. Mostly in the arms and shoulders. Let me introduce you to my wife, Janet. Janet, I'd like you to meet Harriet and Carl Winslow.
Oh, hi. Carl, I have heard so much about
you. Nice to meet you.
And I've heard so much about Darnell. It's so nice to finally meet both of you.
You know, when Darnell heard about the reunion, he didn't want to come. He was embarrassed about his weight.
Janet put me on a diet. I have lost 3 whole pounds.
Doesn't he look great?
Yeah. I didn't even recognize him. It's Darnell and Darnell. Go easy on them. They've kind of let themselves go.
Carl! Darnell! Darnell!
Darnell!
Darnell!
Darnell!
Darnell!
Hey, man,
come on. Look at you.
Look at you, baby. Look at you. Darnell!
Yeah. And you must be Harry.
Well, if it's easier for you, you can call me Darnell.
Man, look at this guy. He's practically invisible. Oh, hey, he's so skinny, he could be an X-ray. Hey, brother, how you weigh yourself? On a postage scale?
Did I tell you these guys were fun guys?
Listen, guys, you think we could find an empty classroom and rehearse our song? Yeah, but listen, can we get something to eat first?
Hey, you read my mind.
I'll catch up with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Harriet, thank you. I love you.
I love you too, skinny.
Darnell, look!
You broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. But baby, now I'm back. I'm here to tell you, I can really shake it down.
Do you love me?